Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041. 617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. I forgot to mention, we introduced Barrett to the movie White Chicks over the weekend.
And oh, so are we singing Vanessa Carlton all day, every day now?
Well, he already loved that song.
Did he really?
He laughed for almost 2 hours straight. He fought us on watching it, and then 15 minutes into the movie, he's like, no, this movie's funny. Frank is from Winthrop, and you were involved with a wedding this weekend. What happened?
So my good friend from college, he and his fiance, who's also become my good friend, they asked me back a few months ago to officiate their wedding, so... it was quite a day. We had a lot of fun, and you know, it was a real honor to be able to be such a major part of their wedding day.
It's a lot of pressure too. I felt it when I officiated the wedding for my sister.
You don't want to mess up.
And her husband. You know, it was joking all along to get to that point, but then you're standing there in front of the two of them and the family, and I'm like, oh, this is real.
You're like, don't ruin this woman's day.
Right.
Yes. You're 100% right. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, what's the couple's name?
TJ and Nicole.
All right.
And
kids.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'll be sure to relay the message.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. That's fun to do. Rachel's from Wakefield. And I've actually done this before. It's over in Malden Square. Tell everybody what you did this weekend.
So we had a pretty relaxing, quiet weekend. And then last night... my boyfriend and my son, the three of us, went to Bodaborg.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't cleared one room.
No?
Not one.
What?
Nope, not one.
It's really tough, I'll tell you. It's supposed to be team building and a bonding experience. I don't think we could have fought any more than we have, like, ever.
Yeah, I was going through with strangers, and I was like, do this. And they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I'm out.
Can you describe it for the people that don't know what it is?
It's like escape rooms, but a whole bunch of escape rooms.
It's like mini escape rooms. They're called quests, and the puzzles, I don't know if they're easier, but it's like taking an escape room and like breaking it down into different rooms, and you have to get through the puzzle in each room to get to the next room. And I'll tell you, I never realized that I have three alphas in my family.
Well, the other part that's hard too, Dan, is like when I went with 12-year-olds, and some of it is very physical where you have to climb in around
through
stuff. Yeah, I chose
none of the physical ones.
And so that's all the kids wanted to do that I was with. So I felt like a pretzel after I got done with Bodaborg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the farm one, and I never realized how little cartilage I have behind my knees now.
Relatable content, Daniel?
Well, I have no knees. Well, I'm glad you and your boyfriend are still together after doing that.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. Saturday, I went to the Topsfield Fair. It was like 70 and sunny. It was
so jealous.
I am a fair guy, Kennedy, all day.
I'm a fair girl, and I've missed every single one this year. I feel like a traitor to my people.
The carnival at the Topsfield Fair is in a full amusement park. Mm-hmm. It's not like two janky Ferris. Like, it's an amusement park.
It's so fun.
And then we saw pig races, the Swifty Swine pig races there.
What's the favorite thing you ate?
Oh, well, God, I went on a deep fried adventure.
Okay, give it to me.
Hold on. Can I just ask? You just what?
Swine? The Swifty Swine pig races.
Which is?
What do you think it is?
You get four pigs, and then they all race around a track.
And their names?
And the winner gets an Oreo.
And what are they named?
They're all named after. Well, there's four different races. Like they're like little piglets race, and then the next size up pigs, and then the big pigs race. And like the first round, my pig was all actor based. And the pig, I was in section two, so I was rooting for pig two, and his name was Jake Gyllenhaal.
So amazing.
He did not win. Brad Pig was much faster.
So amazing.
The second round, I had a Taylor Swift one. It was Taylor Swifty Swine.
Okay.
Also not Swift. Section two had a rough day. And the last one was all politics. It was Kamala Harris.
That's amazing.
Those are all good. Sorry, go on with the fried food. Sorry,
yes, fried Twinkie, fried Snickers.
Yep.
Fried Oreos.
Yep.
Still best thing I've had, though, fried PB&J.
Yep.
It's an art form.
It is.
It's the most American thing you could possibly put in your mouth. Europeans wouldn't understand it.
No.
And then the last thing about this fair that's the most fun for me is they do something called the money poll. and they bring out this giant flagpole that's like 10 feet in the air.
Right.
And then they call in a bunch of little kids, and they go, if you can climb to the top of that pole, we're going to give you 10 bucks. And if not, you just get a ribbon. And then for half an hour, you just say, my name's Tyler, I'm from North Andover, and I like gymnastics. And then Tyler just goes, down. My name's Becca, I'm 5, I'm from North Attleboro, and I like swimming, and bam, Becca's out.
It's so fun.
I was like, how do they need to sign a waiver? How do they get these kids to do this?
They're limber, they're young.
They just fall on this padding like 8 feet.
They'll get over it.
And then Sunday, I went up to the Waterville Valley where I saw some leaves.
Yeah, I saw a photo.
It's beautiful up there. We went on this chairlift and it looked like just a Bob Ross painting with all these little happy little trees.
I love it.
I forgot, Kennedy, I had a fried corn dog over the weekend. We went to an arts and crafts festival in Yarmouth, South Yarmouth, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, awesome. There were hundreds of vendors. And then there it was over in the corner, a corn dog man.
Who doesn't love a corn dog?
Oh, and they're like, do you want the mini or the super size? And
That's just crazy talk.
And Barrett and I looked at each other, and Barrett said mini, and I said super size. So we got two super size. They were like pound hot dogs deep fried.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I didn't eat for the rest of the day, actually.
Well, you got your proteins, your carbs.
Yeah,
and if you used mustard, I'll call that a vegetable.
Oh, I did definitely.
I'll call that a vegetable.
Checks every box in the food pyramid.
Thank
Why not?
You, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.